Lisa Pereira is back now with another look at this morning's papers.
Micheál is set for crunch with Trump. And guess who else is in town, says the front page headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. It's below a photo of Enoch Burke's family who travelled to Washington yesterday. The Mirror says it's a mystery why the Burkes are in Washington. But the Irish Daily Mail, which also has a photo of the Burkes on their front page, notes that Elon Musk has previously tweeted his support for Enoch Burke. John Lee and Craig Hughes report that there were fears within government last night that Musk may place family members on the guest list for today's Shamrock ceremony and that the Taoiseach could be upstaged. The Fright House is the Mirror's verdict on the event. That story is covered in several of today's papers, along with the other big international development, the outcome of talks between Ukraine and the US in Saudi Arabia yesterday. The Irish Examiner and the Irish Times quote US Secretary of State Marco Rubio's words that the ball is now in Russia's court. If Moscow rejects the 30-day ceasefire deal that was agreed at the talks, then we'll unfortunately know where the impediment is to peace, he said. The Irish Independent returns to the story of excess water charges, which it carried on its front page yesterday. Undeterred by a government statement that there were no plans at this time to bring in charges, environment correspondent Caroline O'Doherty writes that work is underway to finalise details of a household water conservation charge. She writes a whole column in question and answer form about what the charge will entail. Sam McBride in the Belfast Telegraph is reporting on legal action being taken by four former or serving PSNI officers in relation to alleged sectarian discrimination. In an earlier interview, one of the first Catholic recruits said he'd witnessed repeated sectarianism within the PSNI, including the denigration of nationalist politicians on TV and mocking of Catholic officers on Ash Wednesday. Writing in today's paper, the former head of the PSNI's discipline branch, John Burrows, says he's been vocal in articulating the problems in the organisation, but doesn't believe that a sectarian culture is one of them. The Irish News is covering a case at Belfast Crown Court yesterday in which a car owner was jailed for 7 months for allowing a drunk and unlicensed teenager to drive his car, which then crashed, killing her. The judge said the owner showed willful neglect and sentenced him to 7 months in custody and 7 months on license. We won it for Michael. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Star, which reports on the emotion that accompanied Paul Townend's win at the opening Supreme Novices hurdle at Cheltenham yesterday. The family and girlfriend of jockey Michael O'Sullivan, who tragically died after suffering a fall last month, were at the race, and the trophy was presented to Paul Townend by Michael's brother Alan. Several papers report on the minute's silence by jockeys who came out of the weighing room before the race and applauded as a video was played of Michael O'Sullivan winning the race in 2023. The Irish Sun turns its attention to St. Patrick's Day and the role alcohol has traditionally played in the festivities. Paddy's Day crackdown, says the front page headline, and crack is spelt C-R-A-I-C. The paper reports that cops are planning a huge operation with some 1,000 Gardaí on the capital streets for the parade. It says off-licences will be banned from selling booze until 4 p.m. in a bid to prevent possible mayhem.
Lisa, thank you.